thank God for his good ministry to us in different parts of the service and all the offerings of song and your offering of your life to God being here today. Looking forward to communion time with him and with each other. It's special times with God that keeps us going. And of course, he's with us throughout the week. So look forward to that. The title of the message, Evangelize or Fossilize, came from a fellow named Maurice Wood. I mentioned that last week. He wrote a book called Like a Mighty Army. And the mighty army he wrote about was you and I, that we are people to pass on the good news of Christ to others. That's a part of who God made us to be. And if we don't do that, we get weak in our faith. We get very inward looking, very self-centered and selfish. And that's real bad in terms of our walk with God and our help in some manner to others. Now, the opposite of that is to share Christ was illustrated by a little person going to Sunday school. A little girl went to Sunday school for the first time, had never been there before, and she enjoyed the experience and liked being with her fellow kiddos and also teacher. And her parents said, What was Sunday school like? What did you like about it? She said, oh, a lot of things were very good, but I think I had Jesus' grandmother for my Sunday school teacher. And the parents were surprised. What made you think that that was Jesus' grandmother? Well, she kept on telling stories about Jesus, good things about him. Always seemed to bring him up, you know, just like a good grandparent would. And we take that on as a calling in our own life. I think for anybody who trusts Christ in their heart, sooner or later, they're going to pass on news about Christ to other people. I think it's an inevitable experience because of a new desire that God puts in their heart. Even if you're a reserved person, a shy person, and wouldn't share much about any of your loved ones, you'll eventually share about Christ because of who he is in you. And so I'll never forget a young couple who came to one of the churches I was at, Mark and Tina Carter. They showed up on an Easter morning, had never been to church before at the church I was at, and hadn't been to church for probably 10, 12 years or so. And they came on Easter and just thought God was the greatest. I guess that's the most spontaneous thing about them. And so the next week, they showed up with their parents in church. And I thought, oh, that's really nice. They're just being who they are in the Lord. A month later, their son shows up with them with his girlfriend from college. And so now the word's getting passed on. Mark starts to invite his family. They come. Tina invites her sister and their children. And they come. And pretty soon, instead of two people praising the Lord, there's a whole pew full praising the Lord. And at the time, I was not telling people from the pulpit, come on now, invite your friends to come to church. Or I wasn't preaching on evangelism or anything like that. Just because they thought God was great. We love God. Let's get others to come and love God also. That was their motivation. And I think what happened to them certainly could happen in the life of you and I, and probably has in some manner. And once something like that gets going, you really can't stop it. It's a spontaneous move of God in the hearts of people to others. You are a big influence for Christ if you know him. And God has placed you in an area to bring a blessing to others, not just to be concerned about yourself. You know, the gospel in your life has its own momentum, if you want to think about it that way. The light shines in the darkness. The truth makes an impact. The darkness won't overcome it. So you can anticipate good things coming from your heart this week. And so God does that as his kindness to you. You are a letter from Christ, the Bible says, because Jesus cares about people around you intensely. We saw some statistics on the board there about hurting people in different parts of the world. They're hurting people all around where you live, that you're able to be of help in some manner, praying for them, how you treat them, perhaps giving a Bible to people. I'm amazed at how many people I talk over the phone with sometimes, and I say, "Do you have a Bible?" And they say, "No." I get more no's than yeses. Well, we would like to give you a Bible, just the powerful news about Christ and His love. So God can work through you like that. What's true about you is the following from the Scripture. You might have a certain opinion about yourself. God's opinion of you is more important than your opinion of you. Can you take that? I talked to somebody the other day. They said, "I want to be famous so that people know who I am." I thought, may it be better if you just knew who you were and who God made you to be, you see. Then you'll be a blessing. So these are things that are true about you from the Scripture if you've received Christ. You're an ambassador for Christ. You're a fisher of men. You draw people to Christ through your life. You're a letter from God. You are His witnesses because He gives you power to do that. You represent the King of Kings. And, stay humble now, you're the light of the world because you bear witness to the light, who is Christ. And all that's from God. That's the ministry He gives you. What a wonderful calling we have in your life. And when we don't do that, we really miss out on God's blessing. I remember, or when we aren't that way, I remember a time in my life where, as a Christian, I was committed to hiding a light under the bushel, you might say. You need a really big bushel basket to hide Jesus as the light of the world. And so I was committed not to sharing Christ with anybody and just kind of being on my own. I was going to heaven. I was happy with that. And so for a good year and a half, 2 years, not interested in telling anybody about Christ. What could Christ do for me? I'm very interested in that. So I became a Christian in CIA Christian. As a Christian in anonymity. I was top secret. And finally, I couldn't stand it anymore. I thought, you know, God really is important to me. I have to share Him by my actions and by what I say. And so I did that with a few friends. And their response in two ways was very, very life-changing. The first thing they said was, "We like that. We like what you're telling us. That's good news. We want to hear more. We respect that message that you're sharing." And the second thing they said, which was also very surprising and life-changing, they said, "We would have never guessed that about you. We didn't even know you felt that way about God. We thought you were just a selfish bum like the rest of us." And so I felt terrible. And I thought, I should maybe turn to God in some manner in my life so I could actually pass Him on more effectively. And the good news about that whole experience, about trying to live out our identity in Christ, just being who God made us to be, is some of these things. Jesus is bigger than the basket you put over Him. He really is. And your selfishness or your denial of Him is not going to stop the Savior from being faithful to bring in news about Himself through you to others. He's very faithful. He's very powerful. He is bigger than your disobedience, you might say. Once the Apostle Paul felt like he was held back from sharing Christ with others. And you know why? Because he was in a prison cell. He said, "I am in chains." And he said, "The word of God is not in chains." And you and I as believers, sometimes we say, "I am in chains because I'm selfish. I am in chains because of my sin. I am in chains because I just think about me all the time." But God would say, "You know what, though? The word of God is not in chains through your life." And God would make a breakthrough through you to pass on some good news of Christ to others. And you'll be like Jeremiah. Jeremiah said, "When I tried to not be a person to bring news of God to others, there was a fire in my bones. I had to be who God made me to be." And so that's the good news of what God would make His appeal through you. That's the truth. Remember, when we don't take that up, we become inward-looking, self-centered, self-absorbed. And I have led two kinds of church meetings in my life, but frequently. When I'm with my own self, if I bring to a church meeting, if If I'm self-absorbed, self-centered, and those things, pretty soon I spread that to others. And all of a sudden I'm surrounded by others. Let's just get together and talk about how God will bless us, you know. And a spiritual atrophy sets in. And I've led many of those meetings, and pretty soon I don't want to go to any more meetings like that. But I've also been among Christians who say, God has blessed us. What can we do to pass Christ on to others? To let him be who he is in us. And just simple, wonderful, life-changing things happen as God is faithful. The second good experience God calls us to evangelize, bring good news, don't fossilize, just have life of yesterday, is simply this. Pray to pass on Christ to others. Pray, Lord, help me bring good news to people. We have a world that needs good news from God. And God will open a door sooner or later. I've found that if I pray to pass on Christ to others, there is an open door to do that. When I don't pray, I miss a lot of opportunities. I'm just concerned about God taking care of me after a while. This experience came to light in the past month when we had our men's game dinner, which I was excited about. Good food, news about Christ, and you had somebody who was a Pittsburgh Steeler. I thought, well, that'll just be a plus, you know. So there was two people I wanted to invite to the men's game dinner. One I prayed a lot about. Lord, help me to invite this fella. I think he would enjoy it very much. So I prayed, and he was very willing to come. He came, he had a wonderful time, and afterward he thanked me very much. And just every time I see him, he says, thank you so much for inviting me to that good time we had. The other fellow was also my neighbor, who I wasn't sure whether I should invite, so I didn't pray for him very much. I said, well, if I see him, I will invite him. And I felt like the Lord was saying, why don't you go knock on his door to invite him? You might not see him. Lord, I don't want to knock on his door. I never knock on his door about anything. So if I just come and knock on his door about this church thing, he's going to, you know, that's too straightforward. I don't want to do that. If I see him, I will invite him. And his house is right on the way to my house. So he lives over here. And when I was heading to my house, sometimes I would look the other way. I don't say anything. Do you, Lord? Well, as you might know, time went and he did not get invited to hear the good news or have a nice time. The day after the game dinner, I see him out in the yard with a big Pittsburgh Steeler hat on, as if to say, would somebody please invite me to anything that would be enjoyable and have some connection to that which, you know, I think I'm interested in. The point of that is when we pray, we see God at work. God opens the door to pass it on to pass Christ on to others. When we don't pray, we just keep the Lord to ourselves. He was never meant to be kept to ourselves. The Bible says, pray for us that God will open a door so we may proclaim the mystery of Christ. I have every confidence that you could do that with the Lord. For most of you who I know just a little bit, I wouldn't have any problem if I didn't invite my friend to the game dinner. I could introduce him to you. And you would be able to share some good news if I was reluctant to do that. I know that's what God is doing in people's lives. So pray for the open door. The third commitment to make with God's truth is to tell of Jesus and his love. Be like that Sunday school teacher. Keep the focus on him. He really does care about people. He's a living Savior. He's speaking through you to other people. Your life is a message like that. And just a couple simple suggestions. Sometimes if I don't know what to say to a person because I don't know them very well, I will give them a gospel tract, which you can get at a Christian bookstore. We have them in our visitors' packets. It's just a little message about Christ and how he's the center of Scripture and center of life itself. And if you give a gospel tract, and then I usually tell a person, could you read this, please? And then I'll come back. Next time I see you, I'll ask you what you think. Okay? It just gives a person a chance to think and read. Did you like what that message had to say? You know, was that a help to you? Do you need any help in your relationship with God? God works in that manner many times. And I find, especially if a person is a little bit older or doesn't know a lot about the Lord, that gives an open door for God to work as you pray for them. Another simple way is to simply share what John 3:16 says is his as a gospel message. God so loved the world. God does love the people around you. He does love your friends at work. And even the people you don't like, he loves them. God so loved the world, he loves you, that he gave his son the cross. Jesus died on the cross for that person. That whoever would believe in him, have faith, put your faith in Christ, turn to him, should not perish but should have life everlasting, eternal life. You could have the assurance of heaven. God wants you to have that because of his son Jesus. He wants you to be where Jesus is. Christ would come and take you there to be with him. Just that simple gospel message. God loves you. The cross, the work of Christ is accomplished. Have faith in him. Turn to him. Have the assurance of heaven. You can be a good teller of good news for Christ. Have a trust in God that he will use you this way. And I think God will open doors and motivate beyond what you think. The influence he does through your life. If you have a tug at your heart that says, how can I pass on what I don't have? Then Jesus is for you, especially today. If you invite him into your life, wow. All of a sudden you have good news to share. He forgives sins. He changes us from the inside out. We can't change ourselves. He changes us from the inside out. And one day he'll take us to heaven to be with him. He'll be with us through every trial. He'll be sufficient in the trial. Bill sang a song for those who are lonely and broken and hurting. Christ promises his presence for those. And so, would you be a teller of good news? Do that work that God has created you to do, and you'll shine for him. Let's pray together as we prepare for the Lord's table. Lord, I pray for your kind mercy to be with everybody here today. Father, in terms of the conviction the Holy Spirit brings, we know that we have many sins of failing to do the right thing, failing to walk with you and therefore not bringing good news. If you would judge us this morning simply on whether we pass on Christ to others, we would justly deserve hell forever. We hide from people the cure for sin. And this is neglect in the most extreme sense. But you can make hearts beat again with your love and your kindness. You can take our focus that's inward and put it toward yourself and towards folks who need to hear you. I pray you'd work that good work in each one here. Give us that assurance of your love and mercy, and we can walk with you and have every confidence in you that you use us in your good harvest field. I pray, Father, for any who do not know you, that they would today, this first Sunday in March, say, I need Jesus. Come to church many times, come to church for 10, 20 years. I never gave my heart to him. What a wonderful testimony that would be. You literally saved him out of religious practice that was going nowhere. And you gave him a living Savior. Thank you. Your Holy Spirit can do that. Give assurance of salvation to to any who are troubled with that. And as we meet you in communion, Lord, help us remember you established this. You give the bread and the cup as a gift to all who would say, I need the gift of Jesus. So help us celebrate you as we take the bread and let your good Holy Spirit examine our lives. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.